That is the job. Oh, my goodness. VA hospitals are crazy, folks. Anyway, I'll tell you what happened in a minute. It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to super producer and host Ryan Hickey. He has me cracking up here. He's in New York City. We'll be hanging out with you for one more hour. We've been here for 3 hours. My kidneys and my ribs may not make it for another hour. We talked about Trevor Lawrence. He's going on injured reserve. Deontay Washington. He just got to Baltimore. They're benching him. They're fining him. They're like, hey, he didn't want to go into the last game. He's being punished. We talked about the college football playoff. I got Oregon at number one on my list. I gave you a new top six. We talked about the teams that I think are the best contenders for the national championship. And thank you so much to Dan Wolken for joining us, national columnist for USA Today. He came through to talk to us about some college football as well. Hey, you missed a minute of the show? Hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Thank you to everybody listening live on our many Infinity Sports Network affiliates. If you have SiriusXM, it's channel 158. And if you got a smart speaker, ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. We have so much to do. Of course, at the end of the show, I'm going to share with you a few things that took place this day in sports history. I want to talk to you about National Signing Day. And we got Juan Soto. It's being reported that maybe even before the end of this week that he's going to let the world know his next team in Major League Baseball. We talked about Jaden Daniels and Bo Nix, Rookie of the Year. I like Jaden Daniels. We talked about the future of Mike Shanahan. I can't believe there's a thought that Mike Shanahan will end up coaching, or excuse me, Kyle. Mike is his dad. That we'll see Kyle coaching somewhere else. I don't think so. And so, yeah, we've had a busy day. Odyssey app, if you've missed a minute or a second. 855-212-4227 is the number. It's 855-212-4227. We got so much that we've talked about. Oh, I also told you about LeBron. LeBron James is playing a basketball game right now. He is back in Miami. We know LeBron won his two championships in Miami. Here's the deal. LeBron James, people have said he's all washed up, right? The Lakers are playing the Heat. LeBron James had like 18 points in the first half of the game. He was lighting it up. A matter of fact, right now in the third quarter, LeBron James is still lighting it up. He has 25 points, and he finally made a three. He is 11 of 15 from the field. LeBron James said, kill all that noise. Ain't nobody washed up over here. I'm just almost 40 and tired. Give me a break. Here's the problem. Miami is beating the Lakers 86-61. Hickey, Anthony Davis, the guy who is supposed to be taking over with the bum foot and terrible body.
That's
you ready?
Right.
You ready for this?
Oh, boy.
He has 6 points. LeBron, wow. LeBron doesn't play some of these games and just want to punch him in the head.
I'm shocked he's wanted to keep him here like the whole time.
They got no choice now. They paid Anthony Davis. Gave him a contract, too.
You would just think he would get sick of him, say, you know what, it's not worth it. Get him out of here. I can't deal with his injuries and lack of work and inconsistency. Like, that's just maddening.
LeBron has 20 in a losing effort. They're losing by, what is this, 25 points right now? LeBron has 25 points. Anthony Davis has 6. Rui Hachimura has 9. D'Angelo Russell has 10. That's it. So LeBron is out there doing all the work, and LeBron is almost 40 years old. And people are like, oh, yeah, LeBron is washed up. Maybe LeBron need a little bit of help. Just a little bit. 855-212-4227. Eric is calling from Texas. Oh, no. What is this about here? Oh, that's just college basketball. Anyway, hey, Hickey, right before we went to break, we're talking about me visiting the VA. Because it'd be a good thing to do. It's the holidays. I used to go to the VA all the time and volunteer my time. You found a wild story here. There's a VA in Tennessee 32 coworkers were doing the thing on company time? Are you what?
Including, allegedly, of course, because this investigation is still ongoing, 12 employees at the same time and may have happened on company property.
Oh, my God.
AKA the VA hospital.
At the VA? Oh.
That's pretty bad.
You know, shout outs to our veterans deserve better than this, man.
A lot better.
Oh, my. You can't save this for after work? Well, I don't know what you're supposed to do when you leave the build, but come on, man. Oh, my God. At work? Hickey, when I go to the VA, I'm just going to play games. I'm not going to do none of this stuff, okay?
Is there a setting? I've never been to the VA. Is there a setting that all of a sudden just has you in the mood?
No.
I can't imagine.
No. We got our veterans there. They're there to be taken care of for all the work and lives and time that they've put in. For this country, like that'd be the last thing I'm thinking about at the VA. Okay,
I would think so as well. Clearly, for 32 people, then not the case, and clearly for 12 people at the same time who had all the same idea, definitely not the case.
How the hell do you get 32 people together to be in cahoots on something like this?
Great question.
Unless this is the industry, that's the industry. Who does this?
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, some smooth workers, I guess, are at the VA.
No, there's nothing smooth about this. Oh.
It's pretty crazy, but now I see why you want to go volunteer.
No, I don't want to. I just want to hang out for the holidays, man. You know, that's it. Play some games, share some stories, man. What'd you do? What you doing? What you in here for? Oh, don't worry about it. You'll be fine. Let's play some games and forget that, man. It's fun. I like it. That's why I did all the work I did with Special Olympics for years, just to give you time and hang out and help people out. It's the least I can do. I love it, and it's self-fulfilling as well. What's the opposite of a shout-out, Hickey? What's the opposite of that? I can't say it on air, right? Bleep you, all you 32 alleged freaks at the VA in Tennessee. Yeah, screw y'all. Well, that's... not right either.
That may have been the problem.
That's the problem. You
that's what
are
they're
right.
asking for.
Yeah, forget y'all. Yeah, do better. How about that? Do better. And shout outs to our vets. Y'all deserve better as well. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. You know, as we spent a good amount of time this show talking about college football right before we went to break, we heard from Lane Kiffin, who's just miserable. What else is new? He's just miserable. He's like, oh, nobody cares about us. Ole Miss, they're looking at the ACC above us. He doesn't know what he's talking about. And then he's just like, oh, yeah, but I need to focus in on National Signing Day. And National Signing Day is earlier than it traditionally has been. And this is one of the days where we can take a look at future prospects. We can look at guys who are coming out of high school and they sit around in a room full of hats and they tell the world where they're going to go and ply their trade next. They tell everybody, I'm going to go to the university of this. Now everybody is so, what's the word? They're so innovative that our high schoolers now tell the world with hats and messages, and they trick people in social media, their parents. There's a whole big to-do about National Signing Day. But the fact of the matter is, not the same. Because the players, they don't stay and commit to where they're going to school. And I'm not mad at them in a lot of cases. Because we've had management, we've had coaches who've done this for years. And now that we have NIL, and now that we got players chasing money and playing time, come on, Miller Moss is like, I'm out of here. Y'all bench me, I am gone. It's like another QB. He's like, today, he's like, I'm out of here. I told you yesterday, we talked about it briefly earlier today as well. Mid-season, UNLV, he's getting ready to play for a championship on Saturday. Their quarterback quit in the middle of the year because they didn't pay him the money he thought he was going to get. And so I don't mean to be the guy to just be like, okay, National Signing Day, it's good now, but if it doesn't work, he's gone. But that's the reality of it. We don't have National Signing Day where a guy is sticking around for 3 and 4 years if he doesn't get playing time, or the team stinks or it looks like USC and everybody's just going down. People are gone. Man, we got LSU losing recruits. We had a guy, a quarterback in Michigan. He's like, man, I'm going to LSU. Nope, not anymore. We got people looking at the schools down in Florida. I don't care how they looked at the end of the year. FSU and Gatorland. We got people in Gainesville going, oh, yeah, I'm leaving. I'm not staying. Because it's all about the money right now. And speaking of LSU, hey, Brian Kelly, I'm trying to figure things out his damn self. Brian Kelly spoke today, and he's like, you know what? The thing about these recruits, they only want to go where they're getting money. Forget school, forget teamwork, forget education. I think we knew that a long time ago. They just want the money.
Well, good afternoon. Today feels more like, you know, tax day than it does signing day. Scrambling the last few days. It's unlike any recruiting period that I've ever been involved in. You know, recruiting is about identifying, evaluating. It's about logistics, and it's about a desire to build relationships with student athletes. But I would be remiss if I didn't say that, as I mentioned in my opening remarks, this is a new landscape that we are in recruiting. And new when I say it's not just about finding the right fit. Academically, it's not just about finding the right fit where you can develop holistically and graduate and play for a championship. It's about what the most money I can get. And that's unfortunate, but it's the world we live in. And you have to be able to adapt.
Man, Nick Saban told us that. We know that. We know that. I think most people know that. Why Brian Kelly is taking that time at that moment to say that, I have no idea. Hey, congratulations to the guys that we're bringing in. They're all a bunch of money hungry. You know what? I just don't get the timing of it. Hickey, why did he say that? Why are you saying that at that point in time?
I don't know. I mean, it's like, I don't know if he discovered it for the first time. I don't know if he's just delusional and thought that, oh, it's LSU. People are going to come here no matter what. I mean, now this shines a light on the whole Bryce Underwood decommitment and why he went to Michigan. Like, I mean, ooh. LSU's not poor. They got the funds.
No. LSU is not poor, not by any stretch of the mat. They got that tiger out there, Hickey. Okay, they're not poor.
And
you don't eat for free.
That's true. That's an expensive diet, I'm sure.
It is. But go ahead.
I was just telling you, like, I just don't. This is, I think, if you're an LSU fan, just to highlight the frustration you should have with Brian Kelly, because he's like, he has all these, you know, like LSU should be in an advantageous situation here with all the resources they have and advantages over other schools, and he's just blowing it because he's recruiting like it's 1985 all over again.
Yeah, you know, today's not the day to be complaining about money, bruh. Not today. You're supposed to be trying to attract the players. You say that when you're out the door. All right, Nick Saban. For as long as he was there, and yeah, things changed at the end. The man never sat up on a stage, and he did because he could. But it wasn't until he left that he gave you the reason why he left. He didn't sit around on National Signing Day and say, oh, yeah, well, yeah, these guys are coming in. Now I got to pay these idiots. No, he's not saying that. Like Brian Kelly, the only thing he didn't do is just bang the water bottle on the table, man. Somebody needs to get in his ear. I don't know if it helps him. Yeah, let's listen to somebody else. Hey, how about this? Marcus Freeman. I think he makes a little bit more sense. This team is actually going to be competing for a national championship. Marcus Freeman today, talking about Notre Dame, he said something that made sense. He says, me? Oh, yeah, we want to get in the best high school students. I don't think he said anything about money.
I think we want to be a program that always majors in high school recruiting. And that's going to be the foundation. That's going to be the cornerstone of this football program. We'll supplement in the transfer portal based off positional needs. Those are things we'll look at after this season, you know, in terms of the numbers and where we want to attack if we need to attack the portal. But again, we want to get as many great high school football players a part of this program and just supplement the roster positional needs in the transfer portal.
Oh, okay. All right. See, reasonable. And when he says the numbers, he could be talking about the numbers as it comes down to roster spots, or he could be talking about finances. It's very vague. I think it was about the money, partially. But he didn't blame nobody. He didn't say, hey, it's National Signing Day. It's about the money. Come on. How are you going to attract a partner? You're already complaining about him. Like, you're in the building right now. If I was at LSU, man, I'd be like, oh, this guy, what, he said something stupid again? Hickey, if he don't work out next year, they are kicking his ass out of Louisiana. They're getting rid of him. I know they are.
I agree, and I give him credit, at least I'll say this. He's still trying his jokes. They've never landed at any point in his tenure, and he's still trying to throw them out there.
Oh, nobody cares about his jokes.
You know, today's not signing day. Today's tax day.
Nobody want to think about tax day in December. Nobody want to think about tax day and no day.
That's true.
My Lord. He has not built himself up. Too many fans out there. You know what? Also, by the way, I talked about LeBron. Speaking of coaches and people being angry and saying wild things, I know people pay attention to LeBron. The Houston Rockets haven't been a topic of conversation since Hakeem Olajuwon. Okay, it's been that long. But anyway, they got Ime Udoka, new coach. Heading into tonight, the Houston Rockets have the second best record in the Western Conference. They got a bunch of young players, Alperen Sengun. They also have Jalen Green. And last night they played the Kings. This team, the Rockets, have won 10 of their last 12 games. And Ime Udoka, speaking about those things that took place at the VA hospital in Tennessee, Ime Udoka, you might remember, his first year as Boston Celtics head coach, they went to the NBA Finals. They lost to the Golden State Warriors. And the very next year, Ime Udoka basically got fired because he was having an inappropriate relationship with a subordinate. They suspended him, and then he ultimately said, nah, Joe Mazzulla, this is your job. Ime Udoka last year, first full year with the Rockets, turned a young franchise full of young guys used to nothing, finished 500, barely missed the playoffs. And so this year, they're good. So far, so good. They'll get into the postseason this year unless there's an injury. Ime Udoka, he must be feeling himself again. Not that type of way, but he was mad during the game. Sengun was getting fouled by Sabonis, and Sengun got ejected, and then Ime Udoka got ejected, and then Ime Udoka is going to have to dig deep into his wallet because he told a referee. He said some nasty words, and then he basically said this. He told everybody afterwards, listen.
And missed calls, blatant missed calls right in front of you. You're calling ticky-tack, moving screens, and little shit like that, and then you don't want to call the obvious ones right in front of you. So that was it. Alpy got fouled a few times on that drive and on the layup, and they don't want to call it. And so I'm get some fucking glasses. Open your eyes.
Oh, man. He usually told them by the name. Hickey, is that the worst thing? I guess if you go to a referee, hey, man, you call him by the name. Man, you need to get some bleeping glass. They will eject you at the spot as a referee saw.
No, I mean, that's definitely ejectable. In terms of what coaches have hit to referees compared to that, I think that's on the tamer side. But still, I think ejection worthy.
Okay. And the referee, man, they should let the referees talk back to the guys. They should.
Now, I'm for that, yeah. Well, right, let's get more some referee involvement here.
Yeah, right. I mean, the referee could have told Ime Udoka, hey, next time don't screw your, whatever you call it, don't screw your secretary. Maybe you still have a job in Boston. Now, what happens at that point? Ime Udoka punches him in the face?
He shuts up and turns around. That's true. You got nothing to come back from that.
Yeah. Yeah, they should let the referees talk crap back.
And mic him up, too, speaking here.
Oh, yeah, that'd be fun. But have you seen that we now have accounts on social media where we got lip readers and some people extract the sound, they lower the sound, and they raise the sound of the on-court mics. Have you seen those clips?
Here and there. Not like, I guess, any specific one. I don't know if you have one in mind, but in general, yes.
Yeah, we need more of those where the players are cursing each other out and coaches are, yeah, we need more of that. Come on now, it's 2024. It's about to be 2025. Let's up things. On the technological side, I'm ready for that. Hey, everybody got choices. You just gotta be careful of the choices that you make, especially with your words. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network, 855-212-4227. Speaking of choices, we're going to take a break. Juan Soto is getting ready to make a huge choice in Major League Baseball. Where's he going to go? Who is he going to sign with? How much money is he going to make? And apparently he is about to make that decision known very, very soon. We'll get into that on the other side. Of course, we'll walk through a few things that took place this day in sports history. The phone lines are still open if you want to give me a holler. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast, the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. This portion of the show is brought to you by Wesley Financial. Are you stuck in a timeshare and want out? Contact Wesley Financial Group now and get a free timeshare exit information kit at wesleyfinancialgroup.com. It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227 is the number. That's 855-212-4227. You know, we heard from an angry coach in the last break. A few angry coaches, dumb coaches. Brian Kelly, LSU. He's like, hey, it's National Signing Day, but yeah, these players are just here for money. Like, whoa, bro, relax. It's like going to graduation and the person handing you your diploma goes, here's your diploma. Thank you for the, I don't know, $250,000. Hopefully you can make it back in debt. It's just like, that's not the time to say something like that. Lane Kiffin is mad about the college football playoff rankings. Ole Miss on the outside looking in. And well, I got a happy coach for you. You're going to be, I'll surprise you in a minute. 855-212-4227. Eric is here from Texas. Eric, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Eric, I'm so sorry, man. I had you waiting a while. My bad.
Oh, that's okay. I thought it was the app I listened on Sirius Radio. So I'm like, did I hit the fast forward or rewind button in my pocket? And I'm like, wait, that's impossible. I'm on my phone.
Yeah. I'm sorry about it. I thought I pulled you on and I kept on talking. My bad.
It's all good.
What's up?
I wanted to talk about the Georgia, the argument you and Hickey were having about Georgia being in front of Ohio State.
Okay.
So with Texas and Georgia, they got like better than average quarterbacks, but they still, I think they too still have the best defenses in the country.
Yes.
But with Ohio State, you know, looking back at that game, man, that coach sucked. It's third and long the whole game, and he kept running the ball over and over and over again. And then when they're inside the 10-yard line, he calls two timeouts in a row and gets a 12th man penalty. I mean, with Urban Meyer, at least, you know, everybody hated him for his personality, but at least he was aggressive. It seems like in the big moment, Ryan Day, he's real conservative. What you think, JR?
Well, I think there's a reason why he has looked like a sad you-know-what over the past several days, because I think the decisions that he's – I don't want to say the moment was too big for him. But the pressure is obviously crushing him. I don't know how him and the team is going to react as they move forward here in the playoff. But I just know that, yeah, Ryan Day, he said it as much. I'm still shocked that after the loss, he said, this is the most painful thing to happen to me outside of, like, the health of his dad. And I'm like, whoa, bro. Okay, I get it. And if that lets you know how big this moment is. And then when you have the record that he does now hold against Michigan, moment is too big. I mean, you had fans who asked him to be fired. So, no, I don't disagree with you at all.
You know what reminds me of, JR? Everybody always says that this Ohio State team has the best – it's the best team money can buy. And it kind of reminds me in the NFL of the Brock Purdy on his rookie contract with all that talent and Kyle Shanahan. Like, Shanahan is just like Day. He can't win the big game. Is that a good comparison?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I'm not going to go as far. It's tough. I don't care what level it is. It's tough to win football games.
True.
Things aren't guaranteed for everybody. I mean, if I threw, we can talk about all the skill position players and we can look back, you know, last year at Brock Purdy. If I threw Patrick Mahomes on those teams with Kyle Shanahan being in the same place, you know, I think he'd be in a better one. So I would.
Good point. All right, Jared.
Thank you, slow down. Sure. Thank you, Eric, for calling from Texas. Yeah, man. I would think a little bit different. I think the quarterback has a little bit more to do with that. And speaking of the quarterback, maybe that Mike McCarthy might understand that. Mike McCarthy might understand that my quarterback is driving my franchise. And Mike McCarthy might also understand that the owner of my franchise is driving us insane. And so it's kind of crazy. I told you we heard from some miserable coaches, a lot of them. Ime Udoka, NBA, miserable. Lane Kiffin, college, miserable. Brian Kelly, LSU, miserable. Brian McCarthy, or Mike McCarthy, is actually happy. He's happy because Dak Prescott actually, he put out his neck. Not that he's going to get fired. He's not. I guess Dak is like, I can say what I want. I know I'm getting my 60 mil. And so Dak Prescott, he was talking to Yahoo, and he says that he wants Mike McCarthy to come back as Cowboys coach. Listen to this.
That I believe in him wholeheartedly. I don't want to necessarily get into the nuts and the screws of it all, obviously, but I think he definitely deserves a chance, another contract and a chance to coach this team amongst and kind of, I guess you can say, more influence on his terms. Maybe a good way to say it. But I wholeheartedly believe in him. The guys won a Super Bowl. I know Jerry's attested to that. There's not many guys or coaches who have done that, and to have one that can do it from experience, and I know how valuable he's been for me.
Yeah, Hickey and I talked about this earlier in the show. The fact is, Dak didn't want to quote-unquote talk about it. Dak is basically saying Mike McCarthy deserves another shot because Jerry Jones has undercut him. Like, if you let the guy coach, he's fine. If the problem is Jerry, not the coach, everybody knows that. Here's a larger problem with Dak Prescott. Hickey, did he say the nuts and the screws? He said nuts and the screws. That's what he said, right?
Nuts and the screws. Didn't want to get into the nuts and the screws.
No. Has he ever built anything in his life?
Clearly not.
It's the nuts and the bolts, man. Come on. You put a screw and a nut that doesn't work. Oh, my God.
Don't go on a playset that Dak builds anytime soon.
No, don't. Did he just have a kid? He just had a kid, right?
That or either
baby's on the way.
Yeah.
Don't let him build the playset, okay?
Or the crib. Call a professional, please.
The nuts and the screws. Marco Belletti, what's wrong with Dak? He never had a playset when he was a kid. He didn't bang on those screws, nuts and bolts. What's he doing?
Apparently not. Or maybe just screw was on the top of his mind. I don't know.
He doesn't want to get into the nuts and the screws?
I don't know.
Well,
I don't know.
I don't either. I'll tell you this much. Mike McCarthy was very appreciative of him. Why not? Mike McCarthy's going to spend the next month doing whatever he wants because he's going to get hired or fired regardless. I mean, even Jerry Jones is like, oh, yeah, well, I may give him a contract extension. Listen to Mike McCarthy earlier today on SiriusXM NFL Radio.
Oh, well, it definitely resonates, and I think it's just, you know, his words are just an expression of the, you know, relationship that we have. You know, he's been a joy to coach. He's everything as advertised, you know, times 10. He's the same, you know, same man every day, you know, tremendous work ethic, you know, cares about his teammates. You definitely appreciate that, and I think it's like anything, so much of what we do and what we have to answer for is about things that don't go right. But, you know, when there are times where people get to see what we're all about in here, and it's a coach or talking about another coach or a player talking about another player. That's, you know, the reality of what we do and how we work and what it's like to work here every day. So we have a hell of a culture here, and it's something I'm very proud of.
Mike McCarthy sounds like he is whispering at the team facility. He's like, I have to talk real low, otherwise Jerry Jones come knock on my door. Both he and Dak Prescott, this is a prime example, and I am no doctor. This sounds like trauma bonding. Like, these are two guys who are dealing with a crazy-ass owner, and so they have to publicly support each other. I got your back. I got your back, too. I got your back. I got you, man. I see you. I see you. We in this together. They're trauma bonding over Jerry Jones. This is pathetic and sad. This is awful. Terrible. Anyway, speaking of Jerry Jones, he had a thing that he shared today. I'm going to tell you what that thing is on the other side of the break. I am going to get into Juan Soto and where he might go and spend the next 10, 15 years of his career. I'm going to tell you about a few things that took place this day in sports history. The phone lines are open if you want to give me a holler. You're damn right. I'm going to do everything that I just said I will.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the... Oh, no. Oh, no. I hope they weren't playing this at the VA. Oh, my God. Sickening. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. You know, before the break, I made more jokes about Jerry Jones, how both Mike McCarthy and Dak Prescott, they are trauma bonding over having to deal with this their owner, Jerry Jones. Well, apparently, Jerry Jones, probably, likely, maybe, and the other owners in the NFL, they have agreed to lessen some of the penalties on substance abuse rules. You know, I don't know, a little dab on this, a little dab on here. I think a lot of leagues have done this. I guess in due time we'll take a deeper dive as things are a little bit more relaxed. Let's put it that way. 855-212-4227 is the number. Also wanted to let you know, hey, look, unfortunately, I'm not going to be here tomorrow. I will be back on Friday. And there has been word that Juan Soto is formerly, he's a free agent. Is he he's formerly of the New York Yankees, or what do I say?
Formerly of the New York Yankees.
Yeah, he could be permanently formerly of the New York Yankees. Apparently, he's getting ready to let the world know where he wants to go. John Heyman spoke about this earlier today on Bleacher Report.
A lot of things to like about the Mets, but there are a couple questions, right? I mean, looking at their roster right now, they've lost three starters. They signed Frankie Montas, and they obviously believe that he's going to do well. We'll see. But they still have two openings for starters. Plus, they don't have Pete Alonso on the team at this point, so who bats behind him? So still some questions about the Mets. I'm not saying it's a slam dunk. And again, I've seen internet reports. He's going to the Red Sox. He's going to the Mets. I don't believe them at this point. Maybe he will go to the Red Sox. Maybe he will go to the Mets. But I do believe that it's not imminent. All five teams are still in. He's weighing it. Probably will start narrowing it down. I don't know if the teams are going to be told.
Yeah, I'm not believing anything. Everything. Oh, he's leaning to the New York Mets. Oh, are the Dodgers really going to put in a ridiculous bid for him? I hope he doesn't end up on the Dodgers. That'd be crazy. Everything is posturing right now. I mean, some of these reports about, oh, he might be going to the Mets. Oh, he's leaning strongly to the Mets could just be, you know, words out there just to see if the Yankees or somebody else will jack up the price. So I'm not putting too much into anything that's being said. He's going to either be, I think, on the Yankees or the Mets. I'd be surprised if he ended up anywhere else, unless it's like the Dodgers. That'd be stupid. 855-212-4227. Mike is calling from Baltimore. Dodgers can't get everybody. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, JR, my friend with the perfect diction. How you doing, man?
Oh.
Haven't talked to you in a while.
It's good to talk to you, too. What's up?
I'm going to give you a quick, this is like way out of left field. You know, I just started listening to the show within the last half hour. But I want to tell you a quick Allen Iverson story. Okay. My family, of course I live in Baltimore, but my family is related to his agent, Felicia Irwin, his former agent. So we was like,
Gary?
Get us some tickets. Huh?
His manager, Gary?
His agent, his former agent.
Oh, okay, go ahead. No,
yeah,
I don't know who that is.
Felicia Irwin. But anyway, so my family was related to Irwin, and, he'd give us little trinkets and stuff, Reebok stuff, because Alan signed with Reebok. But anyway, so the family was like, can you give us some tickets to the game, to one of his games? So years went by, and we were still trying to get tickets to the game. So then he came through, and one day he gave us some tickets to a game in Philly. So we got three carloads of us going to Philly. We can finally go and see Allen Iverson play.
Right.
And 10 minutes from the arena, we hear, Allen Iverson has been traded to the Denver Nuggets.
So
we were there to see Allen play, and he wasn't even there that night. He got traded the very night that the guy got a ticket to the game.
Yeah, well, the writing was on the wall. Allen was basically writing his own ticket out of town for a while there, you know?
Yeah.
Buyer beware, even years ago, right?
So I go, uh-huh.
That's what, hey, thank you for reminding everybody, be careful when they buy these tickets.
All right, Jay, take care, Jay.
All right, thank you, Mike. Have a good holiday season if we don't talk
again.
But I'll be here. Thank you, too.
All right.
Shout outs to Mike for calling from Baltimore. He said, hey, it's JR here with the perfect diction. I was like, whoa, what are we saying here? Yeah, perfect diction, perfectly fine. He talked about a legend in Allen Iverson. Always good to see Allen Iverson running around. We're going to talk about a few other legends because it's time to talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. All day, it's been December 4th, 2024. Let's go back in time.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for This Day in Sports History.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything. And it was primitive and lousy and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Hey, we just talked about a legend in Allen Iverson. What if I told you that today, a couple of legends, they ended up winning the Heisman Award? How about this day, December 4th, the year 1982? A man out of Georgia, he won a Heisman. His name is Herschel Walker. He rushed for 1,752 yards, had 16 touchdowns. Herschel Walker won the Heisman. Let's take a listen to the announcement in 1982.
It is now a great pleasure to announce the winner of the 1982 Heisman Memorial Trophy from the University of Georgia, Herschel Walker.
I'd like to give a big thanks to the team because I think life is made up of teams, and I think if it wasn't for them, I couldn't be here.
No, okay, Herschel, all right. Okay. Hickey, I'm not gonna say any Georgia Herschel Walker recent jokes. I'm not gonna say any, okay?
No, I know I'm sure you got a few lined up.
I'm not gonna say none. I'm just gonna leave it right there. Okay, December 4th, also this day, 1988, another running back won the Heisman. This time, a man representing Oklahoma State. His name is Barry Sanders. This man lit it up, 2,850 yards rushing. Okay? Matter of fact, he capped off his wild season, 332 yards versus Texas Tech. This man had more yards in a season than anybody else. Even got a Gentry who was chasing him down. A football life. They talked about Barry Sanders winning that Heisman. This is courtesy of the NFL Network.
Sanders had arguably the greatest collegiate season ever, setting 34 records. He rushed for 2,628 yards and scored 39 touchdowns in 11 games. Sanders was a Heisman candidate, but his team was scheduled to play in Tokyo on the day of the announcement. Live via satellite, Sanders watched the ceremony.
The 1988 winner of the Heisman Award is Barry Sanders of Oklahoma State University.
Good for him. And good for Herschel Walker, too. Hickey, how do I get NFL films to narrate something that I do? I got to pay them a lot of money or do I just got to hustle somebody?
Maybe, honestly, probably both.
Oh, boy.
That would be pretty cool, though, to narrate, right? You know, your life or something like that, what you accomplished.
Oh, no, I don't want to die, Hickey.
No. I said what you accomplished, something you accomplished.
Oh, okay.
Barry Sanders is alive and well. He has a Football Life documentary.
Yeah, I didn't play in the NFL. I got to talk to someone. I'll find somebody.
You know a lot of people. You're connected. You can get it done.
Yeah, I'll find somebody. What do I have them narrate? Me going to the grocery store. That'd be hilarious, right?
That would be funny. I like that. You walk into the studio. You sitting in your chair and getting your new chair. JR came in one day. There sitting was the golden chair.
The warm autumn breeze, something like that, right? Something.
The by summer the, wind keeps blowing in?
It does, yeah. It was cold now. It's crisp. Hey, by the way, this chair was amazing. It did my back wonders today. It did.
And the show sounded a lot better because of it, too.
Thank you so much. I didn't even get a nasty message yet from a chiropractor. It'll come in sometime between now and tomorrow. So we'll see. Hey, thank you so much, Dan Walken, for joining today. Thank you to all of our callers who hit us up. And as we talked about the college football playoff, A great show. Trevor Lawrence, unfortunately, now out officially for the next four games. He's probably going to be out for the season. He's eligible to come back in the final game. With Deontay Washington getting punished, he refused to go into the game for the Baltimore Ravens. LeBron James had a great night tonight. Heat smacked up the Lakers. We talked about a lot. Juan Soto. And, hey, we'll be back together again, Hickey and I, on Friday. But, Hickey, you're going to hold it down tomorrow, right?
That is right. In your place.
That's great. And where can people follow you?
Ryan _ Hickey and the number 3 on Twitter.
Yeah, Ryan's going to hold it down tomorrow. We'll be back together on Friday. You can find me online at JR Sport Brief. Hey, I just told you, the washed-up LeBron James guy, his team lost 134-93. The Heat beat the Lakers. LeBron James was the only guy who woke up and showed up at work. 29 points, 8 assists. LeBron James even hit a 3. He was 1-for-4 today. King is not cooked. Anthony Davis, congratulations, 8 points. LeBron is going to punch that guy in the head if he don't start working. He needs a new body. Anyway, JR Sport Brief Show is done. Hickey will be here holding it down tomorrow. You can miss the minute, hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. We appreciate you. We love you. Be safe. Be well. Be cool. Be smooth. Don't move on the Infinity Sports Network. Bart Winkler coming up next. Have a good night, folks. Thank you, Hickey.